I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, hello and welcome to the brand new season of Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And you can probably tell by our voices, we're very excited to be here. Now, each week we are going to be tackling a new topic and getting our teeth into some interesting dilemmas as well, aren't we?
We will. And of course, we'll always be taking on your dilemmas, your questions. So please send them to us at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram or send an email to looselips@createproductions.com. Nothing is out of the box. Nothing is off the table.
No, it's really not off the table. And we're really excited because we were setting earlier and got a whole list of things that we really, really want to kind of dive on into. And I think you guys are going to love it.
I think so. Some great topics. Can't wait.
Yeah. And you did it so beautifully, Sophie. You're like a true pro now. You're just at Loose Lips Podcast.
Follow us, please.
I guess a good place to start is who are we, right? I mean, if you've never heard of us before, hello.
Yes.
Let's start with yourself, Sophie.
Okay. So yes, my name's Sophie Brown. You probably recognize me or perhaps know me from a little show called Married at First Sight that I was on last year because I apparently married a stranger. So that happened. But I'm also career girl, independent, driven, loads to talk about on that front. But yeah, excited to get into it.
I know. I've never actually met anyone that was married at first sight. Weird that. It's such a common thing.
We're all out there somewhere. We're crazy.
You are crazy. We'll definitely delve into that. I've not been married, not at first sight or ever, which is a good place to start. So I'm Robin Richford. So I'm a TV and radio presenter. I work in the entertainment space. So you might have heard me on Radio 1 or you might have seen me on ITV Scrambled. So I used to do kids telly, Sophie. That's where I started.
Aww.
I know, I'm be wholesome, aren't I? You're going to find out I am not wholesome.
I was going to say, you're not doing kids TV after this, are you?
Maybe not. But yeah, so that's kind of like my journey and kind of who I am. I am obviously Scottish. I am from just outside Glasgow and I now live in London. So I feel like I'm kind of this weird hybrid of a kind of country girl and a city girl kind of mixed.
Same.
Into one. Are you?
Yes, yeah. Cheltenham, Cotswolds girl, born and raised. And then I live in Manchester the last 6 years. So
it's so weird, isn't it? Because it does change everything, I think.
It does. It does. And I love my roots. I love going back to see my family. But equally, I'm a city girl. I'm not ready to give that up yet or anytime soon.
No, but I am a sucker for a Hunter's Welly. So if you would like to sponsor us, let us know. That's the country in me. I don't know why. I'm like, Hunter's Wellies are so cute.
They are. They are.
Should we get on with the pod? Let's do it.
Let's.
Now, we felt like a really good place to start today would be to chat about dating. In your late 20s, it completely changes, doesn't it?
Big time. It's suddenly like you hit this point, 25 or even just around that age. You go from being, I think, just so young and just you put yourself out there. And then suddenly, I think things change a lot. And your late 20s are a completely different landscape when it comes to dating.
Yeah, I think you're right. I also think as well, what you thought you wanted isn't necessarily what you need. And I think weirdly, as you kind of get that little bit older, you kind of go, oh, maybe there's a reason it hasn't worked. A type, people are like, oh, that's my type. And then they're like, but I've been single for 6 years,
Yeah, I think, especially the show last year, I think we all got told it's not what you want. You're not getting what you wanted. You're getting what you need.
Did you get what you needed? No. I'll say that.
You can answer that one. No. I'll have that on record.
The plot twist isn't that Sophie is secretly still married with three children. That's not it.
No, that's the dream, but unfortunately not the reality.
No, I know. Do you know what I think it is? As I've kind of like watched, you kind of get to this stage where there's some people that panic and get engaged. Mm-hmm. Or there's some people that are just happy and they get engaged and they get married and they have the kids. And then you're in this weird limbo land where you're kind of like going to weddings and you're kind of looking, thinking, that is what I want, but do I want it now? And how do you navigate that? Like, realistically, I mean, not to panic anyone, but the clock's ticking, right? Dun, dun, dun. You kind of get that feeling, don't you? If I met someone now, like, you start doing the math.
Yeah, you absolutely start working backwards. Like, I know when I think I want to have kids, and every year I'm like, it shortens that time of getting to know someone. And but I think, yeah, these timescales and things like this, we put so much pressure on ourselves. And I feel like life is life and it'll happen. And you might be with someone literally from, you know, I don't know, 19 to 29. And then unfortunately you split up, but then a couple of years later you do meet the love of your life. Things can change so drastically, I feel like.
Yeah, and I think you learn that a little bit more. Like, I remember being like 21 and all I was kind of looking for in a partner was, are they hot?
Are they fit? Are they good fun?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's literally it. But as you get older, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Actually, are our values aligned? Like, I mean, who am I talking about values? What?
It's so important though. I think that's, because fundamentally, this is so cliche, but like, looks fade, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but it is true. And I feel like if you don't have the same values, you can get on like a house on fire. But ultimately, when it comes down to like those big decisions, and I always say, I think like the person that you have kids with, I think it's the biggest decision really you're making, mm-hmm, your life, because then it's not just you, you know, it's another person, their opinions and how they're going to bring up the kids. And then you've got a kid that's like half your DNA. And what if they're a total twat? Then you're stuffed. So.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, my mum does that all the time. She's always like, think of the genes, darling, think of the genes. And I'm always like, what? She's like, yeah, she's like, think of how smart they're gonna be, think of this. And I'm like, mum, it's brutal, like, you're not breeding for that. But I guess it's kind of true.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, and it's the, you know, And we're in different situations with this. Obviously, you're in a long-term relationship and I'm kind of in that dating world. But it's so difficult not to go and, you know, in a date and be like, you know, would they be a good father? I would think that far ahead.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ultimately, I do want kids. So it's like a really important thing to me. But then, come on, you're not going to know that within, you know, 20 minutes of meeting them.
You're probably not, right? But I do have friends that have been like in long-term relationships for like 8 years, split up and, you know, never been engaged and never had kids or anything, and then split up with their partners and then literally met someone and that's it. They're married, they're engaged, they got the two kids within like a year.
Yeah, I well, it's funny because before I had my marriage, yeah, I said to my friends, I think out of all of you lot that have been in really long time, I've got friends that have been with their partners 10 years, mm-hmm, I said, I'll get married first. And that was before maths.
No
and
way.
I mean, that ended up happening. But even now, that's why I'm trying to take the pressure off, because I think if I find the right person, I think it would move reasonably fast in the way of, you know, I think when you're young, you're kind of like, you don't need to make those, you know, decisions very quickly. But if you find the one later on, I feel like you're more grown up and mature in what you want. So if you find the right person, you're like, right, I'm locking it in.
Yeah. And I also think as well, you appreciate people more, right? I definitely feel like I had partners when I was young that I've been, touch wood, really lucky. I think, you know, men have always kind of, you know, treated me well and things like that, but I don't think I always appreciated them, because I think I was just like, you know, oh, everyone does that. And then I realized as I started going into the dating world, like, no, everyone doesn't do that. And so I think as you get older, when they come with those good kind of what would you call them,
intentions?
Intentions or like, or personality traits, or like, yeah, I think you spot them quicker.
Yeah.
Whereas I didn't, I just thought they were given. And then I was like, oh no, there are assholes out there. Shit me.
Yeah. How long have you been with your partner?
Good question. Six years in May,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. Considerable amount of time.
Yeah, so that one crept up on me. That one really crept up on me, because it wasn't until, I don't know if the pandemic had anything to do with it, but we were just kind of doing that kind of day-to-day thing. And then we kind of got to a point where we're like, oh God. And it came, kind of came when everyone's like, oh, so when are you guys getting engaged? And we're like, eh, what? You know, like, yeah. I was just like, what do you mean? Why is people keep asking this? And then I thought about it. I was like, well, we have been together a long time, but it just kind of crept up. It didn't. Like, I've definitely had 2-year relationships that felt a lot longer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a positive thing that it's flown by, in the way of, you know, you're obviously just getting on with each other.
Yeah. I mean, we've had hiccups, don't get me wrong. And I do think as well, like, in long-term relationships, something people don't really maybe, like, talk about a lot is that, you know, it takes work. And relationships take work, even if it's the right person. And I think it's knowing, you know, is it just taking work because that's how it is, and or is it taking work because it's not right? And it's like, I don't think you ever know that. I don't think you can.
Yeah, I think there's such a fine line with that. It's like, do you fight for the relationship or do you just let it go? I think I tend to, if there's a big hurdle, if I think I can't get past it, I'm like, oh, well, it's not meant to be then. Like, maybe we're not supposed to be together. But ultimately, you're going to face so many hurdles in a long-term relationship that if you just let it go at the first one, then you never know what it could have been. I guess I suppose, how many hurdles is it before you kind of go, oh, I think we should call it quits.
But. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're like screaming at each other daily, it's probably not a great shout. But like, my friends used to call me like the serial monogamist. So I've like always been in long-term relationships. Since I was like 15. And then I did this thing where I used to like cut and run. I'm not proud of it.
Like, fully.
Like, I'd be with someone, this is not good, but I was immature, okay? But like, I used to be with someone for say like a year and a half, and I had this weird ability, I don't know if it's because I'm a Leo, but I had this weird ability that when I was done, I was just done.
Yeah.
And I had this ability to just be like, okay, I'm done now, and it could be the smallest thing. And then I was just like, I can't do this anymore. But it'd been building. I'm not like totally savage, probably for like a week. No, I'm joking. But yeah, and so I used to have this ability to just literally be like, we're not together anymore. And I could just cut them out. And then I had one that was really hard. So I tried the cut and run, and there wasn't much running going on from me.
Oh.
And I was just like heartbroken for like 6 months. And I think that's what changed me, because I think that made me go, oh, wait a minute, Robin, like, actually you made a mistake there, you know? And like, and it'd been the first time in relationships that I'd been like, oh my God, what? But now I look at it, I'm like, well, obviously it wasn't a mistake, because I do have this feeling of what's meant to be will always be.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a relationship that is definitely way more like, it's not as explosive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like we're up here arguing all the time, but we weren't. But what I mean is, it's like, because we were, you know, it was such a whirlwind, and I think we were very, you know, kind of in love, but we were kind of like, it was that lust love. It wasn't that safe love.
And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not the opposite. I kind of am. Like, I've been single a lot more than I've been in a relationship.
Got you.
Because I had one really long term, you know, the first love of my life. Met him when I was in sick form, together 3 years, and then, you know, broke up when I was like 20. And then I had a real long stint of being single, and I've had like a couple of boyfriends or whatever, but nothing long term like I had when I was that young. So it's been a really long time since I've had a long term relationship. But I think I'm like a what will be, and I think when I find that person, I think I will just know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says that. I'll just know. But I'm one of those, like, I'll go on a first date or even start speaking to them and just like plan our life together. Like, I'm such an in awe.
You're not. Are you one of those?
No, I'm like, I don't tell them that. They don't know that. I'm an in awe and out. That's what I mean. Like, I can be single. I'm so happy being by myself and living life. I always say, you know, I don't need another half. I'm not like half a person. But, you know, I always do that. I always kind of like paint our life together. And I think everyone's great. I just put, you know, high expectations on people, because I'm like, I'm a nice person. They'll be a nice person. And then you get to know them. And I'm like, oh, that went down the pan.
I love it. So I've got friends like you. I've actually got one that's like came into my mind who literally, that's it. You know, the dress is picked, like the names are picked for the children, like they know where they're going to live, like mentally, that's like where their brain goes. And I was just so the opposite, where I'm like, I'm not sure I like them. And then they grow on me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're a, yeah.
I'm grower. I'm a grower.
Yeah. I think, I'm not like picking the dress and things like that. I'm not kind of like that intense, but I'm very much like, I think I'm just like, I don't have time to waste. Like, I'm really young, but I'm like, you know, I really enjoy my life. And I'm like, if someone can add value to that and be a great partner and someone that you can like hype up and they do the same to you, then fantastic. But if they're not, then I'm not interested.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great way to be. I do wonder though, as you know, the older we get, do you think the more that we kind of create this perfect person that might just never exist?
I think we're at such a danger of doing that as you get older, because I think you've also got more experiences of people that didn't work out. So you're like, right, well, not that person, not that type of person. Yes. Whereas actually, every guy is different, you know, mm-hmm. and they might have the same tendencies, but not be the exact same. But I think definitely, like, there's a bit of a checklist. But for me, I'm massively personality based, rather than I have to fancy them. I have to fancy them a lot, but I'm
a lot.
I've realised that. Don't date people you don't fancy. It doesn't work. It really, honestly, you know, there might be a nice guy, but yeah, it's just, yeah, not going to work. I was going to say you can't fuck a personality, but I won't put that in there.
You just did and I love it. But it's true. You've got to have that level of attraction, don't you?
Yeah.
But you are right. A lot of it kind of wears off. Also as well, I mean, I don't know if I mean, I'm a grower in all senses. The more I get to know them and if I like their personality, the better looking they become. I mean, yeah. To an extent. But I've definitely had, you know, partners in the past, my friends are like, really? Like, do you remember him? And I was like, oh, I thought he was cute, but it's just because I thought he was funny, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's probably a line on that. Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Let's talk about career and how that kind of impacts the relationship that we choose, because I think it has such a huge part to do.
Yeah, I think so. That's where like the values and stuff have to line up, because for me personally, my career, and I think you're the same, is a massive part of my life, and it's something that I want to continue growing, and I want to be able to do, you know, work on any projects I need to, or travel somewhere, or do the things to, you know, put me ahead in my career. But you have to have someone that aligns with that and that supports it as well. I mean, I've dated guys in the past where, and they've kind of like, said at the beginning that it's not a problem. Oh, you know, they like that I'm career driven and that I earn my own money. And then further down the line, it's been such a touchy subject that I didn't realize would come up. You know, like I was getting a new job and they really commented on, they were like, oh, I hope you're not earning X amount. And it was just so unsupportive. And I thought, how are you going to build something to get, like in life, you're probably going to like fluctuate as to who earns more or has a different type of job, and you kind of take the pressure off each other throughout the relationship.
Absolutely. Well, that's what like a teammate does, right? But yeah, I think that I definitely think my kind of cut and run personality in relationships came from the career side. So I think it was anyone that kind of challenged the career was kind of like gone. God, I'm sound so savage.
Cutthroat.
You guys don't even know me yet. I promise I'm nice.
I know. What impression will people get?
I know. Literally, this first episode, what am I doing, Robin? But I do think that is why it was. I was so career driven when I was younger. I'm still very career driven, but I now understand that there's more to life and that there's got to be different kind of aspects of your life, like to give you overall happiness. Oh my God, that's so deep. Should that be like a quote? You know, like when you see on TikTok and it's like, oh, but, you know, text turned into motivational quotes. Yeah, you can put that one on. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Do you think, this is a hard question, but do you think that you would be in a different place in your career if you weren't in a long-term relationship now?
It's a really good question. So for the longest time, I would always said yes, because I always thought that relationships were a distraction from your career. And I also always thought that, you know, you only have 24 hours in a day, and if you've got someone else to consider, then you're not able to push your career in the same way. And now I'm actually in a different space where I actually realize that actually having that support has aided me to keep going, because I think that without the support, your career becomes, well, I have that tendency for my career to become everything in my life. And so what that means is when it's going great, it's fucking fabulous.
Yeah.
But if it's not, then my whole world's crumbling.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. That's such a good point. And it's a really interesting thing. And I think that goes with the support thing, because you've got someone that supports you. They haven't impacted it negatively. But I mean, when I was like 20 years old getting my first job, it was my life, and I was so competitive and career driven, and I still am, but it's an interesting topic, like how much it impacts.
Yeah, and I guess the answer is you never know, right?
Yeah.
I guess you never really know the impact that it's had. But I think that's definitely why I always kind of was like, I'm better single, because I thrive better in my career when I'm single.
Yeah.
And I think you do for a short period of time, because it's life and you put more energy into it. But is it sustainable? I don't know. I don't know. I think, like, actually to be happy overall, you kind of have to have, you know, your friends or your family. You can get that support from someone that's not a romantic partner.
Yeah.
But in a big city like London, I struggled finding that.
Yeah.
That wasn't in a partner.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know the answer to that one, Sophie. Not got a fucking clue. What do you think are the main challenges then, now that you're kind of at this stage in your life where you're like, okay, I know what I want in a partner. Like, what are the kind of main challenges? I'm just thinking, if anyone's listening and you're thinking, you know, am I in the right relationship? Am I doing it right? Or maybe I'm single and, you know, I'm kind of, because you get a bit fed up, don't you? Kind of dating and things like that. So what are the kind of biggest challenges, do you think?
I mean, it's so difficult. I personally don't really put myself out there or date. And I think a big part of that is because it is shit. I think it's because I don't like going on the apps. I don't like speaking to people through like a screen. I mean, if I'm out, I think, you know, a great place to meet someone is, you know, if you're out and you kind of meet them at a bar or whatever, but you're able to have like a good chat and you kind of go away from that and you're like, oh my God, I want to see them again. But I mean, yeah, you go on dating apps, and especially, so I live in Manchester, I live in a city. I mean, it's probably, you know, even on a huge scale in London, but there's thousands of people. I start scrolling through a few and then I just get bored and give up. I just don't have the capacity to do that all the time. But equally, part of me is like, oh, I want that bit of attention, you know, like I want to see those like likes and I want people to like chat to me. But equally, I just don't give it back. Like, I will in person, but it's such a, I think dating apps are such a like a love hate. And I think a lot of people, as they get older, I think when you're younger, it's great fun, you know, like Tinder and stuff like that. But in your late 20s, I think it's just a completely different landscape. I know so many of the you know, the guys and girls that I know, they really don't like using them.
No, I think as well, you like rule people out, right? Instantly, you're like, don't like that job. Fishmonger, no.
Yeah, how can you, and also it's so shallow and it's so, how can you, like I say, I'm, you know, personality, but how can you gauge what someone's like?
You can't.
And you can't gauge like what their views are on certain things
or their energy. Do you ever just enter a room and you're like, oh my God, like you can just feel the energy and you're just like, I have no idea why.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't do that on an app. Like, but I do think even being in a long-term relationship, maybe I've just lost my looks, who knows, but I do think the men don't approach you in the same way anymore. Definitely not.
Agreed.
Like, when you're kind of out and about, I very rarely have this is not an invitation, guys, but I've got more men in my DMs than I do in real life, you know what I mean?
I don't like being approached when I'm out because usually it's just really odd interactions that are just like usually inappropriate, or they just say really annoying things. It's not like, oh, I, you know, like a nice person comes, I really like to get you a drink, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like something, I don't know, probably derogatory or something, like, I don't know, get grabbed a lot of the time or...
Do you really?
Yeah, honestly, when I'm out, it's... And now it's different because obviously I've been on a show and stuff. I don't really know what I expected afterwards, but like, I feel like the dating landscape for me is even harder now. Because I get DMs from a lot of guys and it's really hard because I wouldn't not reply, like if I thought they were fit, but I get so many where it's like a lot of single dads will message me, a lot of single dads. but or they'll have a private account and I think, well, I can't stalk you, so
that's a no. We need stalking privileges, don't we? I do. Do you know, we actually went out to a bar, I won't name the bar, but I absolutely love it. It's in Clapham, and Clapham is an area, there's so many people that are like, don't date men from Clapham. And basically Clapham as an area tends to be the kind of like young professional, they kind of like live there for maybe 5 years, maybe 10, and they kind of like leave and go and live in the country with their wife, you know? So when we go to this particular bar, it is kind of those kind of men, and it's really, really funny because me and my friend were like, these men, like, they don't mess around. Like, once they hit 30, that's it. They're not like, you know, they used to like hover and then they used to come over and be like, can I get you a drink? None of that. None of that when you're in your 30s. They come straight over like, are you single? Honestly. And if you're like, no, and they're like, do you still want a drink? And you're like, no, and they're like, great. I was like, I'm waiting for one of these guys to ask my credit score. Like, I'm waiting for it. Because they're just so like, are you wifey material? Are you fertile? What's your credit score? What do you do for a living? Like, honestly, they just like, they're just straight to the point, and I'm like, men must be the same. They're not, it's not just women, I think men are the same. They're like, okay, I'm ready now.
Yeah, I think it takes them longer because I do think that the maturity level of guys, they're definitely, yeah, like the guys my age definitely are probably in their early 20s mentally.
Yeah, no, that's so true.
There's the odd exception, but I do genuinely think that guys kind of take a bit longer to mature, and I think they have such a grass is greener mentality. I really do. But I think, yeah, I think you're right. I think they probably do get to a certain age. I think it depends on their friendship group. Yes. So I think if their friends are all single, they're absolutely happy being single. Why would they not be, you know? But I think if they're starting to get married, they're starting to, you know, get engaged, have kids, I think they start to think, oh, it's my turn. I need to find someone. I also think this is a slightly different topic, but what happens is girls will date guys, they'll make them into this kind of like amazing version of themselves.
Oh my God,
biggest cheerleader for them, you know, like they might have been, I don't know, like just acting up loads, and then they're actually in a great place in a relationship, and then they'll split up with that girl because they're done with her and she's done all that work to get them to that point, and then they'll go off and have a great time, and then literally the next girl they'll be like, oh, I'm gonna wife her.
It's ridiculous, honestly. Right. This has just made me laugh so much because I said to my boyfriend just the other week, I was like, I can't leave you now, I said, because I've done all this molding and I'm not molding you for someone else.
That's so true. That's
I'm not doing it. I was like, I put all this work in. I was like, you're now perfect. You're not going anywhere. That's
Don't
it.
You dare. Yeah.
It's so true that my mum used to always say, you know what, darling, you just got to find someone that you're willing to mould.
Willing, yeah.
I think it's true though. Who's worth moulding? I think you're never gonna, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's men out there that just have all the answers already.
I mean, to be fair, a bit of kind of moulding and a bit of that is kind of nice because then you're growing together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it's, you know, and it's kind of nice to see that progress, and there's probably things that you personally can work on as well. But I feel like if there's two... I think no one's too perfect as well. Like, I think it makes me think if I met a guy and they were literally everything, I'd just question what was wrong with them all the time. I'd be like, there's got to be, where's the catch? This is not real life.
You're one of them, you're like, he's too nice. What's going on? Well, on that note, I feel like we have completed dating. What do you think, Sophie?
Yeah, completed it.
Done. Our work here is done. No, but honestly, thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. With, of course, me, Robin Richford, and Sophie Brown. I really hope you enjoyed our first episode as much as we have enjoyed making it for you. It's actually a little bit like therapy, this, isn't it?
It really is. I feel like it was weight off my shoulders now.
That's it. And Sophie's just going to go out there and she's like, okay, which one are we moulding? I'll go and help you. I'll be your wing woman. Now, there is a bonus episode on Friday, which is Extra Lippy, and we'll be back on Tuesday next week as well.
Yes, subscribe, follow, rate and review, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast and email us on looselips@createproductions.com.
Perfect. You can also find us on our personal socials because we're going to be putting a little question up there each week. So to get involved, it's at Robin Richford and at Sophie H.L. Brown.
Yes, my full name. Probably shouldn't give that information away, actually.
No, that's definitely security information. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.